Hi, I'm Emily Rawlings.
And I'm Kayla Connick. Welcome to Forget Dis, taking the dis out of disabilities.
We are music therapists from Dynamic Music Therapy in Las Vegas, Nevada. This podcast highlights people who live with unique challenges that they have transformed. We will meet people from different walks of life, discuss how music therapy can help in specific ways, and present how to and how not to talk to people with disabilities. Hey everyone, I'm so excited to be here today. We're going to be talking with a father-son co-owners of John's Crazy Socks. They sell socks online, and they're pretty awesome socks. This topic brings up something that's actually pretty close to my heart. We seem to have a big challenge in our society with providing meaningful employment for people with different abilities. Historically speaking, we're probably getting a little bit better, but a lot of the employment opportunities that are available are somewhat menial. And if you think about what we look for in our employment, we have different personalities, we have different tastes, we have different abilities, and there are things that we want to do that are different than other people. We don't always want to do the same thing. And because the employment opportunities that are there for people with different abilities are somewhat limited, it can be really challenging to find meaningful work that actually brings a lot of positivity and drive. And so there seems to be a surge lately for people that create employment for themselves. And that's exactly what John Cronin has done. John Cronin has Down syndrome. If you don't know what that is a triplication of the 21st chromosome. They have an extra chromosome, and that's why you'll hear the phrase, rock that extra chromosome, or where they talk about World Down Syndrome Day on March 21st, 321, because they have three 21st chromosomes, and that's why they've selected that day. And it's a great opportunity to be able to come to understand more about Down syndrome. We just had World Down Syndrome Day recently, about a week ago, and it's a time where you can wear different crazy socks to celebrate the differences that we have with each other. And I love that. I love being able to rock our crazy socks and rock the 321 day. A lot of times people with Down syndrome have some cognitive challenges and some physical challenges, sometimes some heart challenges, but there's a huge spectrum of ability. So many people have power and force and strong wills, and that's exactly what John Cronin has been able to show for himself, is his passion in socks and his ability to make employment for himself and to offer employment to other people around him. So this March is a perfect opportunity for us to hear from John and his father about their company.
We roll with the punches, right, John?
Right.
All right. Well, I mean, I just really want to hear your guys' story, how John's Crazy Socks came to be, just a little bit about yourselves. Thank you so much for talking with us today and for responding to my email. A while back, I actually found you guys on Facebook. And me, I'm the kind of person that loses, you know, every one pair of sock. So I was like, socks, I need socks. And so I click. And I instantly probably fell in love with like 10 different pairs. So I had to, you know, stop myself and slow my roll a little bit. I'm so glad that, yeah, you guys were able to talk with us today.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, are you going to talk to me?
I'm talking to you. So is Kayla. Have you said hello to Kayla?
Hi, Kayla.
Okay. Well, it's easy to get us to talk about what we do and why we do it and how we've done it. Right, buddy?
Oh, are you going to talk to me?
Yes, we're talking to you.
Oh.
Quit being a wise guy.
Yeah, no, I would love to hear your guys' story. Let's start with just tell us a little bit about yourselves. Where are you guys at? What do you guys like to do? Favorite music?
Favorite music? Well, do we like music?
I do.
Sometimes it's like living in a musical. John just breaks into song. What songs do you like? What have you been dancing and singing to lately?
Tori Kelly.
Tori Kelly?
Tori Kelly, one of a movie like Don't You Worry About It.
Okay, what other songs do you like?
Something to make I Can't Stop Feeling.
And sometimes you try to play some Justin Bieber around me. What happens when you play Justin Bieber?
Oh, boy.
But John's, you know, it's okay. If you grew up in our household, it meant you grew up listening to lots of Bob Dylan and Van Morrison, and Johnny Cash, Neil Young. John, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 21.
We've always spent a lot of time together. And you know, a lot of times that's going to concerts or going to movies. And,
oh yeah, I'm going to a concert tomorrow. Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, right?
Patrick.
You're going with your older brother Patrick.
Yes.
That's okay. Right.
Are you excited? And,
yes, I am.
Yeah, lots of things, and we go to movies a lot, right?
Yeah.
John has taken me to see more bad movies than you could imagine.
Oh, what's the last
one? What was the last bad one you took me to see? The one about the singing girls. Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
That's 2 hours I'm not getting back in my life.
Yeah. Aren't those like, there's like 3 of them now, right? I can't keep track.
Yes. Plus, engaging in sports. You do a lot of Special Olympics, right?
I did.
We like watching sports too, right?
I do a lot.
What teams do you root for?
Mets.
Who else?
Knicks.
The Knicks and?
Islanders.
You root for the Islanders, okay.
John, what's your favorite sport to play?
Oh, I have a lot. My favorite sport is snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing. In fact, this weekend.
This weekend I'm going to Queensbury. I'm going to West Mountain. I'm going for a snowshoeing competition.
That's awesome.
So we get a snowshoe competition this weekend, and in a few weeks you'll go to the state games in Rochester.
Yeah.
You definitely keep busy, huh?
I did. At soccer.
You play soccer on Saturdays.
Right.
And we spend a lot of time at work, right?
Right.
Do you like working?
I love working. I no matter what. I like it. I like it being fun. I would do something. I should do something like be creative, and I really love working with my dad. I have so much fun be like father son business. I love it.
You guys make such a great team, and I love your attitude too. Just that you love.
I love it.
If you had to pick one thing about your job, what's your favorite thing about your job?
Oh, my favorite job, I write all the thickeners. I write the thickener. I did thinking videos, and my most interesting thing, like making house deliveries.
You like making deliveries?
I really like meeting people. I love and networking because I like everything about my business.
It's hard asking John what his favorite thing is of anything.
It's like
because
the best.
Right, it's all there, right?
I love it all.
Oh, I love it. I have to say, too, I did order some socks, and so I got your note, and it made me so happy to open it up and the candy. Thank you. Thank you, too, by the way. I love candy.
Well, that's good to hear.
Awesome.
What's our mission, buddy?
Our mission is spreading happiness.
We try to do that here in the job.
Right.
We do it with our customers, right?
And that's just thinking.
Yeah?
I don't want to do it over the podcast.
All right, okay, so, but.
But I'm next couple of weeks. It's my birthday. I don't want to talk about it. I'm preparing my birthday party with all my friends in this office.
Oh, you want to have your birthday party in this office?
In this office, I do something fun. We may have a catering.
Oh, you want to cater it?
And cater it, and I bring it here.
Bring it here?
Yeah.
We could do that.
And it'd be fun.
And what would we do? You gonna dance again? You gonna play DJ?
I mean, hire a DJ.
You want hire a DJ? How about I play DJ?
Okay.
DJ? Yeah, you're funny.
You've been listening to a lot of Muddy Waters.
Fun. People might get their socks.
Happy birthday to John, huh?
I know. I just tell you that it is John World.
It's John's world.
Yeah, it's not going
too far. John doesn't just have a birthday, and nor does he have a birthday week. Yeah. He has a birthday month.
Oh yeah.
Right, because we get a birthday party with mom and dad, mm-hmm. and then we have one with your brothers, and then you do one with your friends, and then you have a sleepover with some friend. What are you going to do the night of your birthday?
I really like going to Kevin James.
He's a big Kevin James fan.
It truly is your birthday month. You get to do so many fun things. Happy February.
So you want to talk how we got started in this business?
How long have you guys been in business?
What day did we open?
We opened on December 9th. We opened in 2 years, January 15th.
2016.
Okay.
So that fall, the fall of 2016, I was setting up some online businesses. Mm-hmm. John was in his last year in the school system.
Right. I am friends at school, and I tell my dad, after school, I said I would go finish with you.
Yep, you said, I want to go into business with you, Dad, right?
I gave up a couple of years.
What was your first idea?
First idea, a fun store.
You wanted to open a fun store. I have no idea what a fun store is.
I'm curious about the fun store idea. What would be in the fun store?
I think of fun store because I like to do something fun. I'm something like a pop or a publicers, take good lungs.
And then, what was your second idea?
Other idea of a food truck. Because I said that, I probably my dad, I remember. Last time, my dad and I saw a movie about Chef. And we were a chef. And Chef is the father's son food truck.
Okay.
And a second idea, a food truck, because I want a problem, and we're selling socks, we can't cook. And I was really good at that. Both of us are really good at eating.
We can't cook but we can eat pretty good, huh?
Well, what kind of what's your favorite kind of food?
My favorite is like a pulled pork, a pulled chicken.
Oh. Pulled pork?
Barbecue.
Barbecue?
Oh, man.
That's what we'll do. We'll go on a tour of barbecue joints.
Yeah.
I know there's a place in Memphis that makes these dry ribs. Ooh, John.
Oh, stuff. Oh yeah. We haven't gone to Tennessee.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So then, after the food truck idea kind of fades, what do you say we should do?
I want to those socks, because I've worn crazy socks my entire life. Yeah. I like it because it's fun, it's colorful. I think that socks are very colorful and always let me be me.
You can express yourself through socks. I love crazy socks too. I don't think I own a normal pair of socks or a white pair of socks. It's too boring.
He said, let's sell socks. John had the idea. He had the name.
I did.
And we decided, all right, let's test this idea. Let's see if it will work. We didn't do a lot of planning, a lot of research. We said we'd set up a minimally viable product. Let's just get something out there and see how people respond. We built the website. We got some inventory. We did a little bit of marketing. All we did really was set up a Facebook page. We did a couple of videos with John,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. I got all the videos.
And he just talking about his socks. And then, what day did we open?
And we opened December 9th, 2015,
a year. We were. I mean, this will tell you how things go sometimes. We were going to open at 10 in the morning. But what that meant is, because we're still online, we'd take the password off and anybody could go to the website. Except that morning, the website crashed. So we had to rebuild it that day, and we opened at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, we did.
And we didn't know what would happen, but we immediately started getting orders.
Wow.
And how did delivered those first orders?
First orders?
Yeah. The first ones we got. Who delivered them?
I did. How did it breathe? I did a song. I'm running a local.
Most of the first orders were local, so we'd box them up, drive around, and John would deliver them to people's doors.
I did. I want to make people happy.
Did you like doing that?
Yeah, I would make them be like very happy.
And how did the people respond?
People respond. I put up paper, Twitter, and Instagram.
They came and took pictures with you, and then they posted it on social media.
You said that was your favorite part, is doing the deliveries. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
So we learned a few things. One, people want to buy socks.
Yeah.
Two, people want to buy socks from John. They related to John, those videos. They liked the idea of what we were doing. And a lot of people saw John as a role model. And we learned a third thing, that the two of us, we could sell socks.
Right, I want to sell socks.
We've thought about building the business. We have a very simple mission, and that drives everything we do. What's that mission?
Spreading happiness.
Just spreading happiness. And we've built it on four pillars. One is inspiration and hope. We want to show the world what's possible. John's the face of our business.
Right.
We hire people with disabilities. We share information all the time at our website, and, you know, through social media. So yesterday we hired a new sack wrangler, Riley, right? And then John did an interview with Riley. And Riley's on the autism spectrum, and we want the world to see these are great people who can do great work. That's one.
Great.
And you know, part of that inspiration and hope, we host school tours. We have school groups come in here for work study experiences. We have some speaking engagements.
Right.
We like doing things like this, talking to you. Right, buddy?
I love it.
So John has Down syndrome.
Absolutely.
But does that hold you back?
Actually, Dad.
What?
Down syndrome never hold me back. I always let me be me.
So the second pillar is giving back. We donate 5% of our earnings to whom?
If I'm running to Better Olympics, I think I did all our Better Olympic alleys.
So 5% goes to the Special Olympics. That's of our earnings.
Right.
Plus, we have a series of awareness and charity socks that raise money for charity partners. So awesome. We raise money for...
I got Down syndrome socks. They are 21.
John designed the Down syndrome awareness socks.
I did.
And that raises money for whom?
They raise money to AACS and that's what Down syndrome say. And we did make other stuff with Down syndrome. It's called a Law syndrome.
Right. We made Law syndrome socks for the National Down Syndrome Society. They're lobbying in Washington.
I did that. And Law syndrome. I have Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. Down syndrome never hold me back. A Law syndrome does hold me back.
Because the laws limit the ability of people with disabilities to work.
Right.
So that's some of what, you know, that's an important part to us is giving back. We report about that each month at our website.
Right.
The third pillar, we have socks you can love.
Right.
How many different socks do we have?
And right now we have 1,500 different socks.
1,500 different socks, right?
Right.
Ankle socks, knee-high socks.
Knee-high, over the knee.
Crew socks.
We have Junior.
No-show socks.
Yes,
right?
We have Junior and Tyler, the youth.
With all sorts of socks.
I bought a pair of those knee-high socks for my sister for her Christmas present, and she said they're the only pair of knee-high socks that have ever fit her properly.
Socks. We're glad to hear that. You know, we're trying to get things. We're not going to pick a sock for you. We want to give you the greatest possible choice so you can find something you love. And they make great gifts because people can tailor it for folks.
Right. Exactly. Right?
Plus, we have a Sock of the Month Club.
I Sock of the Month Club. And we did I give boxes, give back. I give bags. And we did Monday Madness Mystery Bag.
Monday Madness Mystery Bag.
I went to I picked up 3 pair of socks. Uh-huh. And I can't remember them because the prize.
It's a grab bag surprise. You don't know what you're gonna get.
Right.
John picks out.
At 10 in the morning, 8 a.m. It's just 10.
You can only buy it on Mondays, right? So we have socks you can love. And then the fourth pillar is we make it personal. So if you got socks from us, every package has what?
Every package gets a thank you note from me and some candy. Same day shipping.
Same day delivery. But it's every package gets that thank you note, some candy. We make thank you videos for people. John writes special notes for people.
And plus that, and now we did the 5-star review.
Well, we have a lot of 5-star reviews. We're grateful for that, right?
I'm grateful.
You know, and it's personal here. It's clearly personal for me, of building a business in which my son can find meaningful work, and for others as well. It's personal. We get to run the business.
Right.
The way we want to. John has no guile, and I'm too old to care. So we're just going to do it the way we want to, We don't answer to anybody. We don't report to anybody. We have fun. You know, it's important to us that this be a great place to work. You treat people well, treat people with dignity and respect. Everybody knows what the mission is and how what they do fits in. Right? We do Bagel Wednesday.
Yeah, and we do a bigger Wednesday, every Wednesday, and every Friday I have staff lunch.
Every Friday we have staff lunch. We bring food in, and we all eat together. So it's a good deal, right?
Yeah.
So that's how we built it. We've grown quickly, and we've mainly grown through word of mouth and media coverage.
Yeah.
So
it's only been 2 years. You guys have quite a following already.
We've had a couple of viral experiences. Right. We're having one right now. Be careful what you ask for. You may get it. We had expected January to be a slow month because people spend all their money at Christmas time. We were doing 75 to 100 orders a day, which was pretty good. Then the BBC put a video out about John and our business. And that video, last I checked, had over 25 million views.
What?
So we went from 75 to 100 orders a day to 1,500 orders a day, which put a little strain on us. So we've grown that way.
He's got a lot to do.
So we started just John and myself, temporary office space, and we added a couple of part-time workers, and now we have 15 permanent. We've moved to larger space. We've got 15 permanent people, but if we walk out today, we have 35 people working here today. It's good, right?
Right.
Are you having fun?
I did.
I want to say, too, it's so important that you guys hire people with all abilities. You've got this quickly growing business, and you've hired all these employees. And, I think that's great.
Part of the message we bring out when we speak to employers, imperative to hire people with disabilities, not just because, well, it's the law, not because you want to be a nice guy. It's essential. Business. Employers are always talking about how they can't find good employees. And here's this vast, untapped labor market of really great employees. And part of what we want to show is we succeed because we hire people with disabilities. They make our business grow. Having folks here, that diversity makes it a much better place to work. We're able to get things done because of the work that these folks do. All you have to do is, it's kind of, to me, it's nothing special. You just look at what people can do, not what they can't do. And you match what they can do to what your needs are.
Right.
Things go well, right?
Right.
And that's kind of what we focus on with this podcast is we've been interviewing so many different people, and you just find out how much they can do, regardless of whatever challenges they may face.
And what we want to keep showing is what happens when you give someone a chance.
Exactly.
And we've only been here a little more than a year. we've had some of these employees, many of them for, you know, 3 months. Mm. And yet we've seen people blossom.
Yeah.
I tell the story about Matt. Matt came to us. He's got Asperger's. And the first day I tell him, you know, we're going to video you. We do this all the time. And he comes up and he puts his head down and very quietly says, you know, Mr. Cronin, I'm very shy. I don't think I can do any videos. It's okay. And we did one of John and Matt and a couple of other people talking. And Matt kind of liked it. And then he did another one. And then a week later, Fox Business News was in here. They had a three-person film crew and a reporter. And Matt went up to the reporter and said, I want you to interview me.
And then he did Now This.
Now he did an interview with Now This. Right, they're making a video. Matt does videos with us. Let's give him a chance. We didn't do anything special. This is all Matt. Once you gave him a chance, and he's so good.
Yes.
We have a lot of that, right?
So
Alyssa came, wasn't sure if she could do the job, and now she helps train other people. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful. We're very lucky.
In our main theme, too, that we've been noticing, it's like the worst thing you can do to a person is tell them you can't do this. So we've had many of our guests tell us, like, we've been told over and over and over again, we couldn't do something, and here we are doing it, and doing it well.
Well, this whole business is like that, right? I have no background in retail. John comes and says, let's open a sock store. The rational person would say, nah, we can't do that, would walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody was going to tell us, no, let's go try it.
Yeah.
We keep learning. We mess up sometimes, but you just keep, you know, there's some, you know, I know people have said this, it's all about getting back up. I don't know if you know the guy Seth Godin. One of the things he says is the guy who wins in the end is the guy who's failed the most often, because he just keeps getting up again. You just keep trying. Is there anything you can't do? You're probably both your time and my time have probably passed. We're not going to play in the NFL. Things we can't do.
Hey, John, I want to know, what kind of boss are you? Are you a nice boss, or are you a, come on, let's get things done kind of boss?
What type of boss are you?
What?
Yeah, are you a bossy boss? Are you mean? Are you strict?
Not really.
You kind of lead by example, don't you?
Right.
You're out there working hard. You do a lot of different things, right?
Right.
On the job. But a lot of what he does, we're in many ways a pick and pack warehouse. We have two main jobs in that role: sock wranglers and happiness packers. And the sock wranglers, they're the ones who take the orders and go into the warehouse and find the socks and fill the orders. And then the happiness packers pack it all up. So John works a lot as a sock wrangler, right?
Right.
And do you boss people around?
No.
Do you work hard?
Right.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Best kind of boss.
It's a pretty low-key pet place. People work hard, but there's no yelling and screaming. There's no carrying on. And we're fortunate. People like working here. We had a lot of temporary staff or seasonal staff for the Christmas holidays. And at the end of the Christmas holidays, that was it. You know, you guys go home. You're going to go on and do other things. We'll call you back when we need you. And we thought that might not happen until the next Christmas season. Well, after the BBC video and that went viral and the surge we've had, I called them all up and said, can we get you to come back? And one of the best feelings I had was every single one of them said, I'll be there tomorrow. You know, they wanted to come back and work here. And that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Right? You all like working with you, buddy.
Yeah, it means you guys have created this, like, this awesome work environment, too, for everybody.
Well, we have a model that's saying, you know, you can have a social mission, and you need to have a social mission, mm-hmm. and a business mission, a retail mission. They're indivisible. We couldn't succeed with the retail if we didn't have our social mission. Mm-hmm. And if all we had was a social mission without the retail, we wouldn't succeed. We are a for-profit, and it's important to us that we are, because it's not just some charity. We're not being subsidized. We're showing you can find success based on the values we have. The giving back, we've done that. We haven't turned a profit, but you still give back, because that's got to be, you know, it's not enough to just sell things.
Yeah.
You've got to have a story. You've got to have a mission. And we do feel some pressure. We've laid out some promise. We've laid out instead, you can succeed with building a business around people with disabilities. You can succeed with giving back. You can make this person. And now we can't let people down. We have to show this model can work and that others can replicate it.
Yeah, you guys are doing that work. I mean, and you said it yourself, you have to keep going, keep going, keep going, and get back up every time.
It's what we do. All right, you ready for a nap?
No.
No.
I am. Should I go back?
No, I just need more coffee. No naps here.
Hey, John, if there was one thing you want the world to know about you, what would it be?
What message do you want to send out?
I had done it to him. I never heard me back. And always let me be me. Because I love socks because it's colorful. Always let me be me.
I absolutely love John's motto. I love how he talks about how he has Down syndrome, but that's not what holds him back. So we need to do our part and make sure that we are not the ones that are holding people with Down syndrome back or people with different abilities back in the way that we speak to them, in the way that we treat them, in the way that we employ them, and if we're employers and the opportunities that we provide. I hope that we can think about that, that this episode can help us really think about how we treat other people and whether or not we are allowing them to achieve their full potential and not hold back with our own misunderstandings and our own stigmatisms against them. So I wanted to bring up that in a couple of weeks, the Down Syndrome Organization of Southern Nevada is going to be putting on a performance at the Horn Theater of CSN Cheyenne Campus. It's April 18th, it's Wednesday, at 6:30 p.m. And they're gonna be sharing a whole bunch of country music songs that they've been putting together, including an original that they have written. And it's just a country music review. You can come. It's a suggested donation of $2 per person, but anybody is welcome. So I hope you come and check out their passion and being able to share their love of music and the group numbers that they've been able to practice and put together for this. Thanks for listening to Forget Dis.